Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. That is Blind Divine's Thunder Desire to Destroy album song. Time is on your side. Check it out. Badass album. Amazing. I haven't said this in a while, but like way back, like 2007, whenever I started this, you can buy all kinds of songs to use at a link. And that came up, and I'm like, that's just always spoke to me. It's just like, wow. You know. Let me see how I'm going to do this first, because I can. Psalms 85, verse 2. You forgave the guilt of your people, yes. You covered all their sins. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. You forgave the guilt of your people, yes. You covered all their sins. Think about that. As you're going through your day-to-day. I'm in Daniel right now. Interesting. It's good, though. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't heard, I will get into this probably first, but on Friday, we're supposed to know the details of the forensic audit in Arizona. If everyone's wondering whatever happened to that, we'll be finding out about that. I think there's two outcomes. I'll get into what those two outcomes are. You got two Democrats here, I call them Democrats, that literally are forcing out funds for Israel's Iron Dome. They have a funding bill and they're getting rid of it because they don't like Jewish people. Me having a lot of Jewish in me, Hasidic Jew, you know, I might actually be related to Abraham. You never know. I always do the joke, like I did the DNA test and that was a ripoff. I paid over $100 to find that I'm a child of the one true king. I knew that already. But Iowans, 62% of them disapprove of Joe Biden's performance. I want to talk to one of those other, like 38 or whatever. What has he done right? Like 38 states, Joe Biden's like underwater. His performance is that bad. And what's funny, how? How is it that only 38 states? I mean, how can anyone approve of what he's done? He's left people in Afghanistan. We got $3 gallon gas. We got millions of people coming into this country that are illegal. We have nowhere to put them. Always, and then those Haitians, they say he's going to send back. Nope, they're let in. I'm not being inhumane, folks, but maybe we need to just get like 20 million people. I'd love to get like 20 million people, like U.S. people, and just, I might set that up, and we all go to the border and start heading south, and when the migrants, oh, man, we're getting the hell out. Screw this, man, we're leaving, man, we're going. We're in Venezuela, I don't care, Mexico, Tijuana, I don't care, man. Anywhere but here, you wonder what they would do to, huh? Well, you went in this crap hole, here's my green card, I'm out of here, bye. Wonder what they do, I'll get into that and so much more, so. Thank you for tuning in to the program, thank you for being a part of this program, thank you, and I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, I guess in a way, like, from the generation I grew up in, I'm kind of glad we didn't have the stuff we do now. Like, everything wasn't... I mean, granted, when I was a kid, you had a birthday, you had, like, two photos, if you're lucky, maybe three. You know, now people, this guy, he's done Britney Spears' wedding and stuff. Yeah, I got him. You know, this is, I got 5 ice sculptures. You know, I got some guy making sand castle. Yeah, it's out of, I've imported like 400,000 tons of sand, and we're going to have like he's making a sand castle for my kids to play in. I'm like, Guess what, man? I was lucky if I went to McDonald's for mine, you know, but it's like, we didn't have all this stuff like they do now where you can film 24, if there's a car accident, you got like 75 people with cameras and street cameras and closed circuit TV and but, you know, I'm going to get into this first because on Friday the 24th, supposedly, we're going to get the results of the Friends of God in Arizona. And I loved the article because I wanted to read all the comments. I read a lot of comments. And there's 2 basic camps. One is, if it proves fraud, basically it's going to be shoved under the rug. Or they'll say, because they can do it the same way, and if it shows fraud, they'll say, we got chain of custody issues, and we got this problem and that problem, and, you know, you really can't trust this. I know, you know, I mean, because of the way they handled the election and the people that did it, but if it showed Biden won, they'd be like, well, see, yep, Biden won. You know, look at how many billions of dollars they wasted on this, you know, when Biden won, you know, and they wouldn't change anything about how the Friends of God was done, but you would get, if Trump won, there'd be chain of custody issues, but there wouldn't be chain of custody issues if Biden did it. But at the same time, I think my honest opinion is if it doesn't show fraud, I honestly think it's going to be one of these where, it showed that Trump got some more votes. Not enough to win Arizona, but, it showed that there was some discrepancies, and Trump got, 10,000 more votes. He needed 20,000 to actually take Arizona, but, we all know about Wisconsin, there was enough illegal votes for Trump to win Wisconsin, but because they were intertwined with legitimate votes, we can't throw out the bad votes, because then you're throwing out good votes, so they had to let them in, and, you know, so it's just, I really think this Arizona thing is just going to be something where it's going to be like a, guess what, folks? Nice try. Trump got more votes, but not enough to win. And it'd be interesting to see if it actually showed that, hey, Trump actually won the thing, what would they actually do? Would anything come of it? I don't think, no matter what the, you know, even if it says Trump actually won the state, I don't think anything is going to come of it. I really don't. I'm not holding my breath. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm not holding my breath because I really do believe that even if it says he won, they're gonna downplay it and all that. They're chain of custody and all that stuff. We really can't, you know. And the reason why I just, anyone that's like, oh, Trump lost the election, move on. Well, then why have, when they've given subpoenas for the actual, see, the Friends of God, they actually go in and they take the machine and they get the data out of the machine and it will prove. I don't know why Democrats are so scared. If your precious Biden truly won the election, why wouldn't you want to say, here's the back of the machines, go ahead, get the data out of the machines, we're tired of this crap, Biden won legitimately, and this will prove it. Why wouldn't they want to set the record straight? If you think Biden truly won, why wouldn't you want a friend that got it to put this to bed? And they have fought subpoena after subpoena and to not hand over anything. You know? So, but I don't think it's going to mount to hell of beans. I really don't. I think nothing's going to come of it. Even if it shows massive fraud, they'll say, well, there was, you know, they'll either push it, you know, like, guess what, folks? The chain of custody and all this stuff, and it's going to take, it would take, if it did show fraud, people demanding answers and people emailing and calling and you know, saying, hey, you work for me. I want to know, you know, what the heck? Because if he won in here, as we know, he won. I mean, it was proven he won Wisconsin. It was proven he won Wisconsin. The problem was, is since these ballots came in late, they can't be counted. But since they mixed them up on purpose with legitimate, well, you can't throw away these ballots because there's legitimate ones in cheap, you know. So since you can't throw away the bad ballots because there's, screw it. That's on them. And we can't throw away these bad ballots because there's good ballots in there too. Even though there's enough bad ballots to flip the election. But it's like, the more, I was not a big, and that's the biggest problem I dealt with. For the longest time, I was, it's like, oh, if you don't like Obama, you're a racist and you're a, oh, you had, like, oh, I'm gay and I love Bush. I didn't care for Bush that much. He was, would I want him over Al Gore? Sure. If I had another choice between Al Gore and George Bush, I would have taken it. If we would have had like a Donald Rainwater, like a Libertarian candidate, I'd have taken it in a heartbeat, and I usually vote that way. But the problem I have with those is like the popularity goes with that party, but the problem is the votes don't go up for the number of people, you know, for like, yeah, well, the Libertarian Party is growing by leaps and bounds, but the people that, but the candidate doesn't get the votes, and it don't make sense. And that's the problem. And like 2 and 2 don't equal 4 on that one. And I've seen videos where they showed like a candidate, like the whole night was kept to 5% of the vote, no matter what happened. Because I know a ton of people, so I can't vote for freedom. I gotta vote for the Libertarian Gary Johnson. And I do know a lot of people that didn't like Trump but didn't want Biden at all. Okay, what do I do? Because I hate Trump, but I hate Biden even worse. I don't know how you can hate someone that puts America first. And like I've said before in the program, I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. I guarantee you, if she became president, she'd have been on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. She'd have been doing all that. Look at her, man. Isn't Hillary Clinton cool? She's trying to get down with the 20-something. She's all hip being on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram. And Trump gets on Twitter and it's like, that's not professional of a president. Yeah, I guess I'd rather have a mean tweet and $1 something a gallon gas and then people in D.C. that are anti-American. I mean, if this, by like a weird margin, that this does actually show that there was widespread voter fraud or whatever, like Trump won in landslide, I mean, I don't even know what would the next step be? And that's where no one knows. Someone's like, well, you know, we don't think they think they're going to throw it under the rug, but, you know, I just kind of feel like Biden's presidency is summed up by Afghanistan in a way, because this is one time where normally when you have like a thing with the military or something in their country, you know, you have a president, like a Democrat, that able to skirt it and not have to do anything. Where Biden's been kind of like, yeah, Biden's kind of like Andrew Cuomo. They can't like throw it under the rug as much as they want to try to throw a lot of what he's done under the rug. They can't with him. It's kind of like, yeah, we can cover up like one or two affairs you have there, but buddy, when you have like, okay, here's another Greyhound bus full of women saying you did something to them, you know, that's just being Italian, you know. You know, Italian, when you say hi to an Italian woman, you go up there and you stick your tongue in her mouth. That's the Italian way. I didn't know they would think that was sexual. But that's where we're at, folks. You know, Biden's at the point like, okay, what do we do now? Because we can't keep covering up. I mean, even some liberal reporters are starting to ask legitimate questions like, wow. Did I just hear that? But then then one of the big issues we have is the coroner, and if you haven't heard by now, Gabby Petito has been found, and she died by homicide. And of course you have the liberal media saying that, oh, this is, I guess, what did one reporter say? I gotta find this. This is sickening. Where is this? I gotta find this. This makes me wanna vomit. Hold on, folks. It's ABC's Holmes Petito coverage perpetrating idea some lives matter more than black lives. Like Gabby Petito and the fact that she was murdered, and we're pretty sure it was her boyfriend that did it, and we're covering it, that her life, like, they're covering it just because she's a white person, and if it was a black girl, she wouldn't cover it. Well, this is what I got to say for you, Holmes, and if someone can get this to this man, this, I got words for him. I want to see all ABC's news coverage on the 70-plus people that are shot and 20-plus people that are killed, black-on-black crimes, every weekend in Chicago. I want to hear about the 60 or so shot and killed black-on-black deaths in Detroit every weekend, Compton, Watts, South Central, Oakland, San Francisco, the black-on-black deaths. I want to see all your news coverage on all those black-on, because where's Black Lives Matter? If Black Lives really mattered, that organization would be protesting in South Chicago every single day. Black Lives really mattered. Now, I can tell you right now, that family has, they can own ABC. They can own MSDNC with the defamation of character lawsuits they're going to have. They can file. They could own those networks. And I hope they take advantage of it. I mean, they're owned by China. Don't worry. I mean, CNN's only on the air because China, I guarantee you. I'm just saying. It's ridiculous. A family lost a daughter, and they're worried about, they're playing the race card. Are you kidding me? They're unhappy, Reed. First of all, I want to apologize to all my listeners for my president. So anyone that's not from here, I apologize. This race card crap is getting to be pretty, no one cares anymore. I mean, let me put it this way. ABC and CNN and all those and MSDNC, if they were a restaurant, they'd have closed a long time ago. Now, if Robin, my niece, if she cooked and she had a restaurant, I'd eat there because she makes some amazing food. You know. And if it's good, you'll eat it. If it's not, you won't. If ABC or MSDNC or CNN, the Communist News Network, if they were a restaurant, they'd have closed a long. They'd have been like Kmart, but closed a long time ago. I want to call up ABC News. Yeah, you need to start covering. Yeah, when are you going to start covering all the black on black deaths in Chicago? Since black lives supposedly, their lives don't matter. A black life only matters to them when it's a white cop killing them, or if it's a Mexican, then it's a white Mexican. You know, when they call him a white man until they realize he's Mexican, then he's a white Mexican. You know, but all lives matter. All lives matter, but when you have an unsustainable amount of people flooding the border, we can't have that. Why aren't they trying to make where they live better? You know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm trying to make America better. But I mean, you got 38 states where Trump is under the water, and like Iowa, 62% of the people disapprove. I want to know these people in these states where Biden has. I want to meet someone who actually thinks Biden's doing a good job, and show me factually, not your opinion, show me how the gas price is better under Biden. Show me how the economy is better under Biden. Prove it to me. Like they got to those, like that lady, everyone in Cleveland who vote minority, if they got a phone, I got an Obama phone, you get a phone, I got a phone, you get a phone, I got a phone, I got a phone, you got a phone. And they got a whole that Obama lady. And then there's that other lady that, this is the best day of my life. I never thought I would see this happen. I got to see Obama. And she took her kids out of school to go to this rally for Obama. And Alex Jones' crew got a hold of her. And that Obama phone lady, they had already voted again. And they go, well, how are you doing? And they said, bring all these papers. And they looked at them and they said, well, believe it or not, you're actually paying more in taxes. Your taxes have gone up. The gas is more expensive. This is more expensive. Your mortgage and everything. And they found, yeah, here's Obama saying that $250,000 or under, you'll pay, you won't have taxes go up. They went up. She was paying more. I must have been the part of that giant donut hole, because all this crap that they told you, I didn't have that. Man, I was paying out the butt more. My taxes were through the roof, but I was making under $250,000, way under that. Heck, I was making under $50,000. What the heck? You can't say, well, yeah, well, with this and this and this, if it's over, yeah, I'd have to have like an alarming amount of extra income somewhere. But I would love to meet a Biden supporter. And then you get these people that are actually admitting that, you know, like this, well, the vaccines were never actually optional, folks. Yeah, since you guys aren't getting them, then, okay, now we're going to have to put restrictions on you, since now you're not going to get the vaccine. Now we have to like keep you from going to the grocery store and restaurants. We're going to lock you down. You know, you're not going to leave your home, whatever. I mean, yeah, just get the vaccine. Just trust the science. Yeah, I'm trusting the science. Yeah, questioning science is science. Nothing makes sense. I'm tired of seeing kids wearing masks with no medical exclusions. Tables 6 feet apart, they can never remove their mask, they can get in major trouble, and where they have Hollywood parties and globes and all these things, and no one's wearing masks except for the slavery servants. I'd be like, no. Oh, I'd be like, well, if they're not going to wear a mask, either am I. They don't even work. If you think a mask works, contact me and I can have you go work in the paint booth. You won't work. What you'll do is you just put on the paint suit and you can put on a couple N95 masks and you basically get right by the paint guy and watch what he does and paint and be right with him and just see what he does and kind of like learn from him. And after about 2 hours, take those masks off and blow your nose, and I guarantee you get latex paint out your nose, because if a N95 mask can't prevent liquid latex from getting up in your nostrils, how is a microscopic bacteria going to be stopped? Trust the science. Yeah, I trust the science. Yeah, when Dr. Fauci, before this whole pandemic, they always talked about how masks, like, for like a thing, don't work. And when you have doctors that you go to and you see that don't support the vaccine, or they tell you straight up, it's not going to prevent you from getting it. You're still going to get it. The only difference is, if you get sick, like the flu shot, you should be less sick. No guarantee, but because I have so many people that, like, I think what needs to happen is you need to get these people that have the vaccine and get them, have them catch coronavirus and then the what? Because I've known three people that, like, lost their lid because they didn't think you could get coronavirus once you're vaccinated. They thought it kept you from getting it. And guess what happened? They got the virus and they're, whoops. That's hilarious. And I think that's what needs to happen. You need to get people woken up by all these. You need to get a crap. But they've already gotten the vaccine. And what kills me is it has a 13% higher. You're 13 times better if you have the natural immunity. And I know so many people that got coronavirus that are flipped out. And they're getting the. If you have the vaccine, you don't need the damn. You're screwed yourself because if you have COVID, you don't need the vaccine because you have the natural immunity and there's evidence. Right now, the evidence shows about 3 to 4 years minimum, and they believe that that immunity will last indefinitely. We're not sure on that yet, but that's what we believe. So that's on the science. They're trying to force me to jam a vaccine down my throat when I don't have enough data yet. I can't make an, give me about 3 or 4 years of information on this vaccine and I'll make an informed decision. You know, what have I talked about on this program? Oh yeah, that there's two shots, if I remember correctly, in a pill that are like for celiac disease. And they say if they can alter them, you can eliminate autoimmune diseases for a multitude of things. And my point with all this is, If there was 5 years ago or 6 years ago on one of these shots in like the second clinical trial stage of it, where is it? Coronavirus thing was like that, bam, they have some. Because I know so many people, oh, I got my second shot, whoo, I'm safe. I'm like, the vaccine manufacturers say it's 14 days after your second shot before you're protected somewhat because, as you know, in Israel, they're having a massive out, they're having massive, 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 massive outbreaks. And guess what, folks? Yeah, now you have to have the booster shot to be fully vaccinated. But be careful because that exponentially, that like massively increases your chances of myocarditis, which is the inflammation of the heart because they've had people have heart attacks. I'll take my chances with a 98% survival rate virus. I'll take my chances surviving that one. Because if me and my wife believe we had it 19, so I believe I have the, whenever I get a couple bucks, I'm going to get that antibody test done to see if I've had it. Because, and there was a thing, I think it was at a North Carolina hospital that like admitted that they're like, yeah, we need to scare people into getting the virus, so we need to sit there and inflate the numbers and all this crap. And, you know, and that's the thing I want to explain to people, because this is what they're doing. Okay, if I break my leg and I go to get my cast on, some hospitals demand like a rapid COVID test before you, you know, go anywhere in the hospital. And if you go in to get a cast for a broken leg and you test positive for COVID, guess what? You are now a COVID patient. You're not a person that broke his leg, you are a COVID patient. It does not mean, however, that you are on a ventilator fighting for your life. It just means, and that's what they do. If they, you know, I'm so tired of like, there's like 50 new COVID patients. I mean, I've heard of people that have been at the hospital who tested positive for COVID that are nowhere, they're like a quarter as sick as me and my wife were in December of 19. I mean, like a quarter sick. But guess what, folks? Don't worry. It's all good, man. No, it's not good. It's not good. We can't be, we gotta inflate the numbers. And that's what they did in Italy. If my wife had been killed in a car wreck and they tested her in Italy and she tested positive for COVID, dirty. Yeah, our health system is in the toilet. We need help from the EU. So we're going to, yeah, he died of COVID, even though he had 5 bottles of Chianti, Classico Reserva, and slammed into a tree. If he tested positive for COVID, that's what they labeled because they wanted to try to gain a, hey, we're in the EU. You got to help us out. You got to bail out our health system. Come on, help us. And that's the thing. And that's what they're doing now. If you feel like $1 million, you test positive for COVID, you're a COVID patient, we got to treat you now. And there are people that have had COVID that have died. There are people that have been really sick but survived. There are people that I tested positive for antibodies. Okay. When did I have COVID? I never missed a day of work. Now, if it's what I had, I don't wish that on my worst nightmare, what I had. I went from my bedroom to the kitchen and collapsed. I was coughing so much. I'm getting up and going to work. And my wife made me my Tylenol with codeine and Dulcin stuff, and I did a shot of that, and I coughed myself to sleep on the recliner. But they're trying to inflate the numbers. They're trying to panic people. Okay, if this virus is so bad, wouldn't people be running to get the vaccine? Why do you have to panic people into trying to get the vaccine? If this virus is so deadly and so dangerous, people should be like, you shouldn't have had, they should be like, the vaccine should be like the toilet paper was in the beginning of this pandemic. What the problem is we see all these Hollywood elitists and all these politicians doing whatever they want to, but you can't. You got the White House in it. We're sitting there with, because I've had stuff that's factual. And it's been like, yeah, this is taken down as false or misleading or whatever. Okay, so if my doctor tells me X, Y, and Z, that's misleading. Man, your doctor knew what he's talking about because, Dr. Fauci, he knows everything because he's Jesus Christ. And this guy tells me, like, I'm Nancy Pelosi, and your doctor doesn't know what he's talking about. I know because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And when your doctor says that a mask doesn't work, that's a lie. I only wear masks when I'm having my photo taken, And they have explicit orders that if we're not social distancing and don't have masks on, we have to take photos because we don't want people to see that we're telling you to do something that we don't do. Only time we have masks on is when we're trying to, when we have like staged photos because that's what we do. It's worth for me not for you. Because I'm just discussing, I know what. And I just want people to know that, though we don't know when masks are social distancing, you need to do that. Even though I know the CDC does not have, don't know where 6 feet came from. The social distancing thing, I think someone made up. I think they just kind of got a magic 8-ball and shook it and it said, stay 6 feet apart. And that's what they did. Because, I should know. I'm Nancy Pelosi. Seriously. My Nancy Pelosi impression. They have no idea, the CDC, where this 6 foot came from. They don't. They don't have no idea where this anything came from. And you got Facebook trying to cover up the fact that these girls on TikTok, not TikTok, it's on Instagram and stuff, it's toxic. I mean, I was at a friend's house helping her out because I know a lot about medical cannabis. And I'm like, she goes, what do I, you know, I was trying to help her with CBD and different things and what she should take and how much and dosing for her. And, you know, I'm like, you want to get a full spectrum. You want to make sure, you know, you want to know where it comes from and this and that. And if you want to have a tincture, you want to have like a cookie, you want to have like a real scientific hemp oil, like a Rick Simpson oil type thing, you know, and go from there. And the whole time we're there, her son's on the computer. It was a day where I'd have been outside as a kid till it got dark and the street lights came on. Now, he's on the dang computer all day. I remember one time I remember as a kid, it was a beautiful, beautiful day. And we were outside, like, where were you guys? And they were playing, like, Contra. And it's amazing, some of those games that we used to play forever and ever and ever. Now you have people that, like, get on YouTube and they can beat these Nintendo games, like, in, like, 50 minutes that we'd spend, like, hours playing. But, yeah. Oh, it's fun. It is. But it's a different time and era, and these kids don't get it. And there's like Instagram stuff, and it's like toxic. These kids, they just sit on there. Next thing you know, like they spend half their life. Susie, are you on Instagram? Okay, take the phone away. You know, they don't know what day it is because they're on. Because like their whole world is consumed by TikTok or Instagram. I mean, there's some things that I'm into that like YouTube is my go-to, and that's what I, you know. Now it's really, really, because I remember back in the day, because like I'm a huge Deadhead, as many of you know, and it's like back in the day, there are people that are like, I'm selling all my tapes. You know, I've digitally downloaded them, and then there are people that cherish their tape collections. They're like the shows and stuff that they tape traded. You know, and there are people that's what they, you know, they, and there are some people in this day like, man, I still listen to them. I got a really high-end tape cassette player and stuff, and like anyone still trade tapes, and they're small, but you can go on YouTube now, and you can find all kinds of what show do I want to hear today, and you can find all kinds of stuff or almost anything. And for me, you know, it's like I have my cherished tapes, and it's like now some of them I can hear the whole show on YouTube. So it's like, because they've had Dick's Picks on record, and like, yeah, 180 gram vinyl. I'm like, yeah, but to hear like three songs of a show and then have to flip it over and hear three songs and this and that, and it's just crazy. But it's a different world we live in, you know. Now kids are like glued to like, you know, like we had to wait till, like I remember one of the biggest things was Who Killed JR, and it was like one of the biggest thrillers. I remember one where did Horatio Caine, man, he can't die. He couldn't, what did they, well, they could have, he could be leaving the show and that's how they got rid of him. No, we can't. And between one season to the next, you wondered what happens or what's going to happen. Now, you can watch like a whole, like I wish Netflix, if you watch that type of thing, I wish they would release the shows like as they go. So it's not like, well, I just watched this whole, like if it's a new show, you know, okay, yeah, they just put it so you can watch, you know, like, Because then, like, in one day, okay, now, I guess, I mean, some of those, I'd be old-fashioned. I'll watch the next one in a couple of days just so I can enjoy it instead of having it all at once, you know? Because I'm old school. I'm used to, like, watching a show and in a week watching a new episode. But yeah, it's a different world. I mean, even the, I mean, at least with the Grateful Dead, you can understand the lyrics. You may not understand the lyrics, but you know what they said. I can tell you what they said, but I don't know what it means. Okay. When the last rose of summer pricks my finger, and the hot sun chills me to the bone, when I can't hear the song for the singer, and I can't tell my pillow from a stone, I will walk alone by the black muddy river and sing me a song of my own. What does that mean? Well, you can understand the lyrics in terms of I know what they said, but it makes you what does that mean? And you think about what did that mean? You know. Now the music is like, what did he say? At least here you're trying to figure out what the words mean and the meaning behind it and all this. So, and it's just a different world. I mean, the Dead is like, wow, what did that mean? What is that about? I mean, heck, there's a Walmart employee that says, hey, we're overworked, underpaid, and da-da-da-da-da, and my boss is a pervert, and screw this, and screw that, and F this, and F that, and I quit, clink, and it's, you know, they're tired. Well, you're not really underpaid. The problem is inflation has gone up so much that what you thought was a, you know, now they say $15 an hour ain't making nothing. You need to make $20 because of inflation. But then when you make $20, everything has to go up and up and up. So, but this is going to be interesting because Trump sues niece and New York Times for insidious plot to obtain tax documents. I mean, like when Hillary Clinton and all them pull out their tax doc, when Hillary Clinton turned over her tax returns and stuff, I'm like, yeah, they're about as real as Santa Claus. Nah. You know. But they don't care. I mean, it's like, why doesn't Trump want to hand over his tax? Well, why isn't Hillary Clinton in prison? She didn't, you know, it's like, there are people that like, Trump's a greedy, evil billionaire, but I like Hillary Clinton. Are you kidding me right now? It's like these people that like, okay, can I have your iPhone? Well, you need to throw it in the garbage because if you have an iPhone, then you're supporting capitalism. Yeah. These people that, own the very things that are what they're supposedly against. You can't have a phone. You can't, you know, if you, you know, you need to be taking hand-me-downs. You need to be having clothes that you found in a dumpster or rags sewn together. You need to have a floor with a dirt. You need to have a house with a dirt floor. Have $200 shoes and an iPhone and fancy sunglasses. And I hate capitalism. Tax the rich. But the guy that made the dress and designed it, yeah, guess what? he owes millions in taxes. I mean, this is the world we live in, folks. Uma Thurman says she has no regrets about aborting her own baby. Well, Uma Thurman, let me tell you something, girl. Yeah, your mom didn't abort you. You're alive today because your mom chose life. I hate these people. It's my right to abort a baby. And I said, yeah, that was your mom's right too, but you're alive today because she said, nope, not to you. I'm going to keep you. Uma Thurman. Good old Uma Thurman. I'm protesting this tax lie by revealing that I have no regret. I killed a baby, and I loved it when they cut him up. Mm-hmm. It's like gay people waiting on straight people to make more gay people. If you're all gay, if everyone was gay, the community would die off real fast because no one could procreate. See, there's a thing called science. Okay. My wife is a woman. My niece is a woman. I'm a man. That's science. Having two biological females, they can't produce a baby. Because you need an egg from a woman. And as much as that other woman wants to say she's a man, unless she's producing sperm, it ain't happening. It's called science. Yeah, that's why gay people are waiting on straight people to make more gay people. What's funny is the fighting back against the border chaos, because Governor Greg Abbott has ordered Texas Department of Public Safety and National Guards and stuff to use vehicles to make a mile-long border to stop the flow of mostly Haitian immigrants. Why didn't they? I don't understand this. If it was me and it was my livelihood, like, okay, I would have kept building that dang pipeline. I would have kept building that. I wouldn't have stopped. Who are you going to send down to stop us? That border wall, we're going to continue. We got a contract. Good luck. If the Democrats were building that wall, they wouldn't have stopped building it. It'd have kept going. Oh, no, not us. Biden says, stop building the wall. Okay, we're going to do it. It's going to be interesting to see, because I would have been like, wait a minute here, folks. Sorry, but... So, you know, that's one of the big things is why they stopped doing all that stuff, because I don't see how. I'd have been like, good luck. You know, I don't get it, but, I mean... That's the place we're at right now. And then you got these Republicans coming out and, well, we got reckless spending and debt limit, QC. The debt ceiling's where it is because you guys, if all of you didn't vote for any of the spending ever, if there was not one spending bill that you didn't support, okay. Okay, folks. 10 shot on Monday and 15 shot on Tuesday in Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Black on black deaths. You complaining that Gabby Petito is, since you're talking about Gabby Petito, and because of her, she's proof that black lives, that mostly white lives matter and not black lives, are MSD and C and ABC and all them talking about the 15 shot on Tuesday and 10 shot on Monday in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. They talking about that? I don't think so. Not today, Satan. Not today. Every weekend they have 30 plus people shot and killed. That's one thing I want to try to do is I want to learn sign language. You know, in case, because I have some hearing loss in my one ear and stuff, and in case I ever need it. And I want to learn it, so I want to get someone that knows sign language, because I want to have them tell me is what the person's signing, what Joe Biden's actually saying, or does she have like a script, like this is what he's supposed to say, and does she, you know, like, is it, you know, because I'm wondering what, because I can't even understand them, so I'd hate to know, like, is there a sign that when you do this, it means uncomprehendable, like when there's like a portion that's like you don't understand it, like an audio, like where they have like a police camera or something, like there's parts of the audio that you can't hear and it's like inaudible, you know, stuff like that. And it's just interesting, you know. But this is, see, this world don't make sense, and that's why it's not a, you know, it's, Gabby Petito. Oh, if that was a black person missing, you wouldn't hear about it. And because she's white, that's the only reason we're talking about her. If a black person went missing like she did, they wouldn't talk about it. Well, then why don't you talk about it? Black-on-black deaths happen every weekend in Chicago and Compton, Watts, South Central, Oakland, Detroit, New York. Why don't you push all that stuff? Oh, yeah, because those black lives don't really matter. Don't worry, folks. This is the problem. Only the peasantry must wear a mask, as Democrats' elites can do whatever they want to. When you have Rep. Jay Powell celebrating birthday maskless after bashing anti-mask. She's someone that has bashed people. How dare they not wear a mask? And then she goes out without a mask. That's the problem. When all these elites are telling you to sit down and shut up, you better have a mask on. You better be social. You better just stay home. Oh, I'm going to go out and party and do whatever the heck I want to. You can't leave your house. See, people aren't buying this bull crap. The bullshite. We're tired of it. When they do whatever they want to, when they're telling you to sit down, shut up, and wear a mask, you better have 5 masks on. And then they're out, oh, I'm unvaccinated, I'm no mask, I do whatever I want to, but you? That's what's wrong with this world. Got about 5 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Calabria Cup was, oh, trapped the game today. 1-0 loss. Well, we have 2 teams only getting a little bit of Premier League. I don't talk about it too much, but yeah. We have 2 teams. I listened to it on the radio and some of the radio broadcasts and some of it on the United Stand, and it was an okay game. I mean, I think he has, the problem he has, like, those players on that team, they don't, it's like, yeah, they're good, but they got to learn to play together. I mean, I don't know. Something's got to change. I think he's got a good first team, and I think they can do stuff. We just got to see how it goes moving forward. I mean, I think there was a lot of selfishness in the second quarter, but, you know, you gotta, and I mean, that's what I hate when people are like, well, I don't care if I don't score, I'd rather win a Champions League and not score a goal than have, I don't know, lose and be out and don't even get past the group stage. Because I try to be selfish and score goals. Screw going for glory. Pass the dang ball. I'm tired of like, oh, that 4 touches. Well, he should have passed it the first time. Or they try to. You had an opportunity to try to score. You may not have, but you definitely didn't even have a chance. Because you touched the ball 3 times, and then the defender came and got into you, so you couldn't even try to shoot it. When you got the ball, you should have just tried to shoot at it, and if it went in, it did. If it didn't, oh well, because you didn't have a chance afterwards, you know? I'm just frustrating. I think it was nice to see a change up and have different players, but I think Ollie truly needs some people under him that, like, you know, that know what they're, that have tenure, that know what they're doing. I really do. So, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. And thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, I think until we get some players, like, under Ollie that he played and he has tenure. He played at Byron-Lady Cousin, and he's been an assistant manager, and he's been in Champions Leagues, and he's done stuff, and he's gone, and he has pedigree, and he's done this for, you know, 10 years, and he has a track record. You know, instead of, hey, he's next United legend, so he has to be good, instead of picking someone that is good. But we'll just have to wait and see. I think it's 50-50 if Ollie makes it or not. So we'll just have to wait and see. Got about 90 seconds left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, no matter where you are, folks, stand up. You should have the right to, no one should be telling you what you can and cannot do and how to live your life. And that's what gets me. You know, 2,000 years, and we don't have enough evidence to use medical cannabis, but a 2-year-old vaccine, yep. Oh, we know it's safe. Yeah, we've done like 5 weeks of study. And anyone that has an adverse effect, oh, they try to like, yeah, it's not really the case, so. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget this Friday we will find out that Friends of Goddard of Arizona. I'm not holding my breath. I'm still breathing, and we'll just have to wait and see. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.